Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my weekly Angel Healing House radio show. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Welcome back to my loyal regular listeners and a big welcome to those who are listening for the very first time. First of all, I want to thank everyone who's donated for my free services. In only about six, 8 weeks, Angel Healing House radio we'll be doing our 500th show on August 17th. So big things are planned for that day. And if you have been a regular listener, if you have garnered some clarity, some information, you might have called in for a free angel reading. I do have a PayPal link, PayPal me at Angel Healing House, if you feel that you would like to donate to my free services, and it's in the description link below. For those who are new to the show, I take calls around 20-25 minutes past the hour for those free mini angel readings with myself and my absolutely amazing angelic family, the Posse of Angels, as I had an angelic walk-in experience way back on January 11th of 2003, which I write about in my number one Amazon International best-selling book. It went number one in 5 countries, UK, Canada, Germany, Australia, and what was the other one? Germany, Australia, UK, Canada, and America. That's right. If you're interested in finding out more about my award-winning books, please do go to my website, which is Angel Healing House, and that's www.angelhealinghouse.com. I see we have several callers on the line. We're going to take 780 first, and then 415, as I do take callers as they come in. So let's start the program today, and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, do want to start by asking everyone, how did you feel this past weekend with the energies of the immensely strong 6-6 portal that opened for many? Now, this brought up a lot of anger, if there was still anger issues inside of you, it might have brought up a lot of anger in forcing many to realize how they may have settled for less in some areas of their life. Now, this set us up to experience quite heavy energies leading up to today's eclipse. And by the way, happy solar eclipse, everyone. If there was or still is anger, please know that it was not meant to be revisited to destroy us, but to help us to transform as we acknowledge and release our pain of the past. If you're still reeling and dealing with anger, please be gentle and patient, and do not let that anger take over and undo all the amazing light work that you've done up until now. Now, some of those physical symptoms may have been experienced as extreme exhaustion, lethargy, random bouts of crying, needing lots and lots of sleep, and sometimes there was bloating and swelling in the body, maybe of the feet, of the tummies. But anyway, do be gentle and kind with you as we are coming off of that really, really strong portal. And the good news is, again, today is the 10th, which is Happy Solar Eclipse Day, when the energies do start to change. A solar eclipse is a day for a setting of intentions, as it represents the sun shining on new beginnings and amplifies the energy of this new moon. With its increased illumination, it offers opportunities of expansion, growth, and change. You know, it's important to trust your intuition and set clear intentions of what you wish to bring into your life, because remember that each and every one of us is creating our own reality with the energies that we hold inside. This is a North Node eclipse and is connected with our future. When something new comes up that changes the trajectory of our lives. And the Posse of Angels is reminding us that while solar eclipses may push us out of our comfort zone, they come in with sometimes life-changing opportunities for those who are ready to seize them. Remember that at a North Node, we create our own karma. And while there are some people who may experience a fireworks moment, for others, well, there may be something that that's not that obvious, and it happens around this time, and it will be subtle, and it will provide the opening for things to gradually appear in our lives. You know, if we did look back and we had that angel's view, as I speak about, that perspective to look over our lives, we would, many of us would be amazed to see that the turning points of our lives originated around a solar eclipse. And with this new moon eclipse being in the twins energy of Gemini, it is helping us to see things from different perspectives, learning new things, gathering new information to help us. With the energies of intellectual Gemini, along with the effects of Mercury being in retrograde, which is Mercury is the planet of communication and, of course, intellect, this double whammy is getting us to see our lives in a whole different light as to what no longer serves us, what we can finally release and to let go of. Now, tomorrow on June 11th, Mars, the planet of action, enters Leo, which is often the planet of note of being noticed and being in the hot, bright spotlight. This fiery combination of Mars and Leo sparks our creativity. It inspires us, making this an ideal time to start taking action on our goals. It's very difficult not to notice when Mars, you know, which is most probably the boldest planet indeed, enters the look at me planet of Leo. The temperature literally and figuratively rises pretty quickly. This will bring many people much awaited direction and focus, as we will find it easier to connect to our hearts and act solely from a place of truth and authenticity. Reflective of the title of today's show, the world is starting to feel a renewed sense of hope, which will lead to positive changes personally and globally. This will bring to many an increased feeling of being more in tune with life, experiencing a greater certainty and a confidence about our actions. You know, with people and connections and opportunities manifesting for us as a result of this solar eclipse, and also actually the solstice coming up on June 21st, that will propel us forward. And the Posse of Angels is reminding us that if we are uncertain as how to move forward, please take time to become clear. Don't make any rash or quick or uncertain, you know, quick, hard decisions at this time until you attain all information. Then on June 14th, we have Saturn, the Lord of Karma and Responsibility, squaring Uranus, the planet of revolution that brings in radical change and also personal transformation. Now, this square of very, very determined planets may bring about the energetic culmination of feelings and emotions as they come to a head. And this is actually a good thing because they're coming to a head for to bring us permanent, very tangible solutions. With this strong, forceful energy present, this time marks the culmination when we've reached a crossroads of deciding whether we will continue on the same path or will we choose to finally clear those blocks to help us break free from our personal fears. Now, at a global level, this energy may show up with many feeling like they need to move, like they get having a great urgency inside to move in a different direction. Then the restrictions and the mandates of what those in positions of authority and structures have dictated that we adhere to. We can see many uprisings around the world saying, you know, there's no more of this. We are going to go beyond those mandates and we are going to take our power back. In many ways, with the collective having changed so much over the past year, it's now time to unify with ourselves and others. This transitional period between the eclipses that was helping our old self to fall away, the patterns of our negative beliefs, negative opinions, certainly seeing where we had settled for less, and to see our dislikes, and with Mercury retrograde carefully nudging us to revisit the past, it may have us experiencing emotions like that anger. We may even feel resentment and regret that we thought we dealt with something a long time ago. And it may be very disconcerting, especially to those who consider themselves to be very spiritual, to see just how outdated these things are. And we see them as outdated triggers because the old self that created those triggers simply does not exist anymore. Look, we're not the same people we were 3 months, 6 months. Can you imagine yourself a year and a half or 2 years ago before all of this great awakening happened on the planet? In fact, it's getting us to see and experience that the self who originated that old thinking simply doesn't exist anymore. When we find ourselves having a negative reaction, we can see that this reaction is one that maybe used to fall back on, you know, feeling anxious, shutting down, you know, being triggered. It would be greatly beneficial to simply stop now and to become the observer so that we can breathe and simply say to ourselves, I'm not that person anymore. That was my former unsupported self. I now choose to connect with my present day empowered self. Now, in this way, we give ourselves permission for the older former self to give way to the new one, who is ready and willing to blossom into with new greatest potential. Being in this new empowered state, we will then let in the new supportive energies. With this increased light on the planet, it has shone the light of truth onto long hidden dark agendas of corruption and deceit. And now this light will bring out of the shadows more disclosures and more revelations. The Positive Angels and I have spoken in previous radio programs that there will be more and more groups coming together, creating an ever-increasing groundswell of awakened people who are no longer accepting those restrictions and their freedoms being denied in any area of their lives. With the illumination of this solar eclipse, we can expect to see and experience more flow in our lives as things are opening up in the world than we've seen for quite some time. The good news is that where there may have been ups and downs in our lives, this constant feeling like we're on a roller coaster, this new flow of energy, buoyed by the energies of renewal and hope, are now set to continue into at least, if not beyond, all of 2021. So get ready for things to even out in our lives. The Positive Angels and I have been sharing in previous programs that many of us in the Conscious Collective, having released so much and closed out a cycle in our lives, are now ready to welcome in our new soul tribe. These families are our group connections, are of the highest resonance for where we are now, and will help emotionally encourage and support us. In some cases, they will even provide the financial support and the means to collaborate on our projects, on our ideas, to bring them to fruition. For those who have projects and ideas which may have stalled in the past, the Positive Angels is sharing and asking you to consider that if your projects and your idea were allowed to be brought forth before now, they would not have been realized in the highest vibrational frequency, the highest energy, in the highest possible way. With the green light being given to so many elevated ideas, this will lead to a greater time of innovation and more people making greater changes for the betterment of humanity. And with this increase of positive change spreading across the planet, it is renewing hope for a brighter world, inspiring others to get involved on whatever scale they will feel motivated to participate in. It's important to remember that we each are incarnated at this time to make an absolute difference, and at the same time, we are all a part of a collective who are creating a new planet of light. Now, this hope, unity, and connection and collaboration with those of elevated consciousness, it's not occurring by happen chance. No, it's because of the months and months of integrating higher energetic downloads. And thus, as a collective, we have elevated our consciousness and risen above the lower dimensional frequencies of things like fear and chaos and drama, and turned off and tuned out things like the ludicrously made-up manufactured media sought to only center on, and we have sought to only center on those things of our highest and greatest good, on the higher dimensional energies of positivity, unity, compassion, love, and light. So much of our world was programmed for us to be not only separated from ourselves, but to be distracted and to put our focus on chaos and drama and fear. Therefore, what is and has transpired is that lower frequency density, with our turning our attention away from those things that distract us and only show fear to us, that lower frequency density is having less and less effect and hold on the collective. Having had our pineal glands, the seat of our psychic intuitive abilities, greatly worked on, which I've spoken about all through May, it's actually been carefully decalcified by the higher energy downloads of May, many in the collective experiencing greater clarity, as we are now open to be clear channels to receive visions for ideas to flow to us unencumbered. Where many people may have felt stuck before, they may be awed by the clarity that they now have in being able to see things from a full picture perspective. And suddenly, what seemed to be troublesome and worrying and concerning before can now be brought into alignment with unconditional love and forgiveness, especially for ourselves. With this newfound clarity occurring at this time of Mercury retrograde, and remember, we are right smack dab in the middle of this Mercury retrograde. We have about another week or so to go until June 22nd when it's finished being stationed, but then it has to get out of its post-shadow phase, which is another week. But during this time, it's a perfect time to reevaluate our goals for our lives, to see where we wish our lives to go. What kind of relationships do we want? And what do we want our life to look like? With more and more people raising their consciousness, this combined energy is building to a massive, massive other group awakening because of the tremendous effects this past year has had on our feelings, our emotions, and beliefs. Many awaken to see things as they really are. This caused a great crisis of healing to occur, breaking our hearts open like never before, causing many to feel more vulnerable and tender with ourselves. After many blamed and beat up ourselves that we should have been more aware of what was going on in the world, having gone through this, and now that things are opening up, we begin to interact more with others. And when we interact with them, we may pick up very different energies that we picked up before. The Posse of Angels is likening this energy to those who have experienced and gone through wars. And believe me, we went through a spiritual war this past year and a half. This energy that many will be picking up is one of vulnerability and tenderness when we look in the eyes of somebody and we pick up their vibrational frequency. There may be an underlying thought there that, yes, we have all been through this, and yes, we survived. So don't be surprised if you pick up this vulnerability and this tenderness. At this time of renewed hope and great change on the planet, it's of greater importance to celebrate yourself, celebrate where you find yourself, and that we are no longer living our lives merely on autopilot. This really got our attention. With so many people awakening, we are now interacting with others through our hearts and not solely with our minds, the way that we were previously programmed to be divided. This increased gentleness and tenderness is getting us to completely review our lives and our goals now to see if we want to keep doing what we're doing or if we want to create a brand new foundation for ourselves. For our lives. It is a very exciting time of new growth, of newness with this new moon today, with this solar eclipse illuminating those areas, the solstice coming up. Please give yourself credit, celebrate yourself, and really think about how you want to create the next step forward for yourself. You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Huff, here on Angel Healing House Radio, now in its 10th year of weekly programs. As I mentioned in the beginning, we are going to be coming up in August to our 500th weekly show. And if you're interested in my award-winning books, in the intuitive counseling sessions, learning Reiki, I've taught I think it's up to about 180 Reiki practitioners, both Reiki 1, Reiki 2, and attuned many Reiki master teachers around the world, either here in my Santa Monica office or online. If you're interested in learning Reiki with me, if you're interested in the extraordinary, gentle, re-energizing and transforming energies of those Reiki healing sessions, it all can be found on my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. And also that number for Angel Healing House to call after the show is 831-277-3716. But now we're going to the switchboard and we are getting to those callers. If you are new to the show or if you need a reminder, that call-in number for those free mini angel readings with myself and my wonderful angelic family, who I am part of, the Posse of Angels, please do call in on 646-716-6794. Taking 780, then 415 and 347, you are going to be that next one. But 780, tell us your name, tell us where you're from. You're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio now.
Hey, Claire, Angel blessings to you. It's Jay from Canada. Thanks for taking
the
call.
Oh, you're very welcome, Jay. You're very welcome. Jay and I go back a long, long way. You were in the embryonic stage of Angel Healing House Radio so many years ago, and it's so lovely to hear your voice. Tell me, Jay, where has your journey taken you? It's been a while since we've spoken.
Yeah, it's been a while. You know, I've been work and doing other things, just get prepared for what's going on in the future. But, either the angels inspire me to do that, and, I got some stuff going on at work right now. But the thing is that, it's been quite the journey so far for myself for the last year or so. But as you were saying, but I don't know if I talked to you, maybe I haven't talked to you over a year, but, yeah, that's what I've been doing, and building a friend of like-minded people right now that we can rely on each other for our skills and things, so for what's going to happen in the future. So, yeah,
that's where we have seen that over the last year and a half. I was interviewed just yesterday, and I was speaking about the blessings of 2020, how it showed us that our greatest strength is taking responsibility for our own patch of green, taking responsibility for our lives, and then aligning with those like-minded people to be able to collaborate and to unify as so many of those so-called authorities that we gave our power away did not have our best interest at heart, many of those structures and systems. And we can see all those revelations and lies that are coming out now about that underhandedness and selling our country away and all of those things. But our greatest unity has always, and the dark knew this, has always been in coming together and working together. And that's why they spent fortunes distracting us with lauding celebrity stars and Hollywood stars and over-consuming and separating us by religion and gender and races and everything else, because they knew if we ever came together, then all of their systems would crumble, which we're seeing now. So it's a very exciting time.
That is very exciting. It's also crazy at the same time. So
yes, it is. It is. One of those things that I've heard, Jay, and other listeners, is that even the most spiritual of my clients said, "I didn't sign up for this." And I say, not only did you sign up for this, but you were probably at the pushing your way to the front and going, "Ooh, ooh, ooh, pick me," because you understood that the importance of coming back at this time and holding the light for the planet. At this time when many people are trying to figure out their so-called purpose and what to do next, the greatest thing that you can do is to hold that highest frequency of love, forgiveness, compassion, kindness, generosity, because that in itself erodes the darkness, and it contributes to the light on the planet. And it's just ever increasing. So that's one of the most extraordinary things that we can do, is just increase the frequency that we hold and keep it at an elevated, high level. So anything in particular in your life that you want to center on today?
Well, it's a work situation right now. I'm at work because a situation work has got down to the point where I completely demoralized, and I took a number of days off. This is my second day off, and I got 3 days and maybe possibly more for a short-term disability because it finally just caught up to me. So I was thinking about, you know, harming myself, and but it didn't come up for a long, long time, but it did come up, so I had to recognize that action and get the process going where I can actually get some help. So I just wonder how the angels can help me in the situation right now and give me advice or, you know, what I can do to bring compassion to the situation and maybe to people, others too, so just because. So.
Okay. They're saying this has been building for quite some time. They're saying, on one hand, Jay, your greatest strength was your sweetness, was your kindness, was your gentleness, and you needed these attributes to be able to affect so many people, to get them on board to the train of ascension, to lift the vibrational frequency. But at the same time, this caught you in a cycle of saving, enabling other people to the detriment of your own energies inside. And they said, you've brought this to yourself now because there's no more gray areas. Something is either black or white. Now, the Posse of Angels and I would never, ever tell anybody to leave their employment, because we have to do little things on the earth plane, like eat, you know, have enough money to eat, put petrol in our cars, and a roof over our heads. But they're saying at the same time, you have to know that you co-created this situation at work to get to this stage for you to say that I'm done. I'm done. And this is not in resonance with who I am anymore. And they want you to state this to the universe. I'm done. And I now respect and honor myself that I am open now to receive that new position, that new offering, that new opportunity, or whatever that looks like, in order for me to utilize my gifts and my talents to me to be able to step easily into this place. Now, one of the exercises which you might have heard over the years that I've given to people, to the listeners on the show and also to my clients, is to sit in quiet reflection and to feel, not just think about it or visualize it, but feel it in your heart. Speak through your heart and say, thank you. Thank you, God and the angels, for this wonderful new position. I get to go to sleep every night so excited that because the next morning I get to wake up and do what I love doing, being financially remunerated for my gifts and my talents. I get to work with like-minded people in a wonderful setting, and this is not only being of service to myself, but service to the rest of humanity. And then sit with that and feel that into your heart. In the beginning, you can do that 3, 4, 5 times a day and feel it's already yours, they're saying. This is already yours. But unless we let go of what we have in our hand, or let go meaning setting that intention, I'm finished with this because I'm not, it's gotten to the stage where it's making me feel like I have to take myself out, which is truly not the case. You've just gotten yourself to the stage where you've drawn a line in the sand, you're at a crossroads, and you say, I just can't do this anymore, Spirit. I want to stay here. I want to stay. You've worked so hard to get to this. I mean, we're at the back end of the Great Awakening. Now we're structuring the world. And the posse of angels are saying, Jay, you've worked so hard for this. You are part of the new era of peace, prosperity, and truth on the planet. You know, we all have free will and free choice. But they're saying you're now on the verge of stepping forth in that wonderful position. And they really want you to take that deep within your heart and start to feel that. And then what you can do from a physical human point is say to yourself, oh, what area now am I going to step into? Do you love to work with animals? Do you love to work with children? Do you love to work with artistic endeavors? You know, maybe environmentally, you know, cleaning up the planet. I mean, there are so many ways that each and every one of us can collaborate and be of so much help. You know, start to feel into those ways. And then after a while, those feelings will build up and bring to you the information, the opportunities, and also the connections to then step forward in that area. Let's go to the cards. It's been shuffling, and see what comes out. Don't give up. It's like you've run the marathon, Ray. Jay, you've run the marathon. You're like 99.9% there. Okay.
That's what this message says on one of my calendars. Keep doing what you're doing and believe.
Yes. And know that it was not for naught. Just because you didn't get back the feedback of what happened as a result of this, all we have to do is look back over the last year and a half, and we can see what the result of holding our love, our forgiveness, our compassion, kindness, generosity. We see it, that light, just crumbling the dark on the planet. Your first card that's coming out for you is the Four of Swords, and that is the rest, recuperation, and recharge card. What the perfect thing to do during a Mercury retrograde. The more that you can give yourself credit, I want you, you have homework. You have homework this next week. And on, if you don't call it next week, is to, your homework is to celebrate Jay. Celebrate Jay. Give yourself that credit. You are such an important integral puzzle piece of this planet. And then what comes in for you is the Ace of Cups. This is the fulfillment of your desires. But in order for the fulfillment of our desires to come in, you have to have that desire in the first place. So draw a line in the sand, set your intention. I've had it with this. Spirit, I'm over this. You show me where to step forward first. And I will have the faith of a mustard seed, and I will go in my heart, and I will speak it into existence. Thank you. Thank you, God, Source, Energy, Creator, for this new opportunity of mine, and feel it in your heart. And the next card that's coming out for you is this new employment with the Eight of Pentacles. It's there. It's there for you, Jay. It's waiting for you. They asked me to look under the deck, and there's the Emperor. The Emperor is who's the boss. You are now the boss. You are now taking charge. And you know that you created this so that you can create that friction, like that grit in the oyster to make you into a pearl. So I'm so glad you called in. I hope that's all been helpful for you.
Oh, yes, very much. I love your wisdom over the years, and I'm grateful for the moment right now and being this time and place. For anyone out there, it's quite exciting, and I don't know, at the same time, mysterious in a way, right? So, yes.
It is. We as a human species have never done this before. Never, never. We've never risen to this height of elevated consciousness, to see the dark matrix. We're now above it, and now we get to create a whole new planet. We are actually ascending in our physical bodies, so please, please watch what you eat. Only ingest organic, non-processed foods. I said on an interview yesterday, if you eat anything that has artificial coloring, flavoring, preservatives, additives, chemicals, you're better off eating the box than you are in so-called. So you'll get more roughage and fiber if you eat the package than you will the stuff inside. You know, we were programmed. We were programmed in every way to be dumbed down, and now we've risen above it. Jay, don't give up before the finish line. I'm sending you so much love, sweetheart, and I'm so, so happy you called in again.
Yes. Thank you for the beautiful experience. And from my heart to your heart, much love. Much love
okay.
to everyone out there, too.
Take care. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you for calling in. Again, I love Mercury retrograde because the people from my past come back in and they peek in again. Let's go to 415. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Radio. Who am I speaking with and where are you from?
Hi, this is Catherine in Washington.
Hi, Catherine in Washington. When you say your name, I say, oh, of course, and I think California, but you are newly arrived.
Yeah, exciting.
Exciting. So how is it unfolding? How is it unfolding there? What revelations have you gotten?
I don't know about revelations, but I just am happy to be here and am just enjoying my neighborhood and my house.
That's wonderful.
And the garden and the parks and just starting to learn to expand out to what's happening in the city.
Yeah. Now they say the positive angels are saying, I don't know if you realize it, but there was a changing of the guard in Washington. And what do they mean by that? Okay. They're saying that the person or people that were there before you had been there for quite some time. And they, whether they were conscious of it or not, I don't know this, but they were there to hold the light for that particular area. And they were moved on. And that's why Spirit came to you and whispered to you, Catherine, you know, go to Washington, go to Washington. And then this perked you up and this, you know, made you get shivers and made you start packing and off you go. And so they're saying, Catherine, you're not there by happen chance.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I believe that for sure.
So that's the changing. And they're saying something about the fairies, something about connecting with the fairies. I don't know that you've actively been doing that.
Yeah, that's funny. That was another different show I called in. They said that there's a park a couple blocks away with really old trees, pine trees and maple trees. Was that you? Was that on another show?
Talk to the
trees. And you said go to the park and connect to the trees and the fairies.
Yeah. And anything that's happened as a result of that?
Well, I've been going and spending time and just getting to know it more closely.
Mm. They're saying
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, they're just saying, this has helped you to be more playful and to be open. They're saying, and not only to be playful, but to be open and curious about life.
Yeah, what I was thinking about today, if I guess it fits that, is I feel like I do want to actually take a trip. I want to do, there's an itch, there's something I want to do before I really settle in here and start looking for a job, you know, that's a more time and more something more permanent here. I know there's something else I need to do before I really stay here.
Where are you thinking about taking a trip to?
It's unclear.
Okay. I don't know why it's coming to mind. Let me just grab my pendulum. Immediately when you said that, I thought of Mount Shasta. Have you been to Mount Shasta before?
On the drive up here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But yeah, maybe there's a retreat to attend, like a week retreat or... It is a pretty magical area.
It's a very magical area. And you didn't get to spend as much time there as you wanted?
Yeah, it was just, I arrived at night and had to leave the next morning. So
okay.
Driving.
What it's doing is actually it's calling you back.
Oh, funny.
It's calling you back because they're saying that there's the people there. Shivers all over. Not only the people there, the people there, the energies there. They're going to have. They're saying pertinent. That's an interesting word. Pertinent information for you.
To
acquire that you're going to be able to utilize. So yes, I would definitely look for a retreat or something which you can really ensconce yourself in the energies in Mount Shasta. Let's go to the cards. Oh, I'm still getting tingles about this.
Yeah, and something about Alaska too. Maybe not, but sometime this year I'm pulled up to Alaska.
Okay. Have you been to Alaska before?
One time, and it was short. It was only like 3 or 4. It was a long weekend. So it's like 4 days.
Okay.
So
they're even saying, have you considered a cruise as the cruises are opening up now?
Yeah, maybe a specialty cruise, but the giant cruises of 4,000
people, that does not interest me. No, Pete and I went on an extraordinary cruise. It was Viking. This was in 2019 of June, there were only 900 people on the ship, it was heaven. It was just magical. It was just, and you can take, short cruises, 3 to 4 days. You can take 7 days. We took the 10-day, but they're saying definitely look into that.
I saw one that's only 100 people, so they have.
Well, why do we?
And
why
it goes really deep into the fjords. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Ours went into the fjords. We saw the glaciers, and magical. Your first card is coming out for you is the Two of Wands, and the Two of Wands is you have the world in your hands now, and because you're following spirit, you know now just not to take a job to take a job. Although the job is going to be magical. And they're saying, allow yourself to seemingly go off course, which is going to put you on the best course that you possibly could be on. The next card is the Fool card. Oh, my gosh, this is going on a new adventure. So definitely that's the confirmation there that you need to go on this next journey, Mount Shasta-ish. And then that's going to lead to the Ace of Swords, opening up a new beginning for you. So definitely. Oh, and they wanted me to look under the deck, which is the Four of Cups, which is that, it's like that fourth cup is being handed to you now with this trip that you're going to be going on. So I hope all that's been helpful for you.
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
All right. Well, you have an absolutely beautiful day, Catherine. Take care.
Okay.
God bless you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Let's go to our next caller. We have 347, and then we're going to try to fit 619 in. So 347, you're on the line with Claire Candy Huff. Who am I speaking to, and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Tanika. I'm a first-time caller. I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
Long Island, New York. Oh, my gosh. Are you anywhere near East Mauritius?
I've heard of it, but I think I might be a ways away.
Where on Long Island are you?
In Suffolk County.
In Suffolk County, yes. I grew up on Long Island and spent my misspent youth on Montauk all the way at the end. So what's happening in your world, Tamika? What is your question?
Well, I would like to move. I would like to move out of where I live right now. I live with my mom in a house, and I wanted to either get out on my own, get a place, an apartment around here, or in Florida. And I've been trying for a few months now, but I don't see a way that I could do it. I've been trying, like, different routes to try to get it done. I don't see if that's going to happen or not. So that's what I was calling you, to see if you see it happening.
Okay.
And then with love, there's someone named Frank that I was involved with. He came back recently, but I would only want a serious relationship with him. I don't know if it's going to happen or not with him.
Okay. The thing is, move, they want you to know, is you've been trying all the usual routes, but what you haven't been doing, Tamika, is you haven't been asking Spirit to show you the infinite possibilities on how this could happen for you, because Spirit does not work in all the usual ways that could bring this about. Because we can only look at life from a very limited point of view. So they want you to be a child. They want you to be a childlike and open yourself up. If it's like before Christmas, you know, you say, you don't ask, you know, how much money you'll need for this, or whether your dad has to work overtime, or whether your mom has to, you know, sell more of the products that she sells. All you say is, "Dear Santa, I want a bike. Thank you, and I will wake up Christmas morning and there will be a bike." That's all you do. That's the extent. They want you to be childlike and open up to the miracles, the magic, and synchronicities that the universe can bring you in order for this to happen. And then they want to tell you to stay in the present moment and follow those signs. You know, your intuition will tell you when to make movement forward. They're saying that Florida is going to be the way to go.
Okay.
Wherever you are now, you have completed your karmic destiny where you are now, and it's time for you to move out. In order for that to happen, you really do have to release the way that happens and to follow the signs. So, you know, in your quiet meditation, reflection, or whatever you want to call that, your quiet stillness, you connect with Spirit, because Spirit can see so far down the road, infinitely further than we can. So they're saying yes to Florida, they're saying yes to moving out, and they're saying approach life with a more curious, adventurous spirit, and let yourself be led by Spirit. Now, as far as your relationship goes, they're saying the relationship, you can't interfere with that person's free will. You just can't. So do your best and leave the rest. You know, if you have to say get it to somebody for them to get you, do you really want to be with a person that you have to really work so hard at this for them to get you? If we as children of the reflection of God source energy, we can do, be, and have whatever we want. If you want to have a relationship in which somebody makes you a priority, somebody treats you as a queen, somebody who loves and adores you and wants to be with you and does not have to be pushed. Tamika, be honest with me. Wouldn't you want to have that?
Yes.
Okay, so they're saying don't compromise, don't settle for less, and don't cut yourself short. Bless the person wherever he is, and just say to Spirit, I am worthy and deserving of having somebody who wants to be with me and makes that a priority, and I will not accept anything less. And then open yourself up to receive in that way that you now value and consider who you are Let's go to the cards. One more shuffle, they're saying. And I didn't knock the card, so knock, 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 knock. Okay. There are three times the charm. What comes out for our lovely Tamika? Okay. One, two, three. Here we go. First card that's coming out for you is the Lover's card. The Lover's card is about making a choice. It is about love, but this is about self-love. This is about love for yourself. And they're saying that this is the most important thing. That's why you've brought this situation to yourself, because that's what's the most important, is that self-love. The next card that's coming out for you is the Happy Family card, is the increase in, you know, if you're happy, then you're going to be drawing other happiness to yourself. And the Nine of Pentacles is you being independent is most important now. So you're going to be independent moving out, and you're going to be independent in your relationships. I hope all that's been helpful for you now, Tamika.
Yes, it has.
Okay, you have an absolutely blessed day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Let's go to our next caller, 619. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. What's your name and where are you from?
Hello. My name is Karina, and I'm from San Diego. How are you doing?
I'm well, Karina. What's your? We have about 3.5 minutes.
Okay.
What's your question?
So the last time that you and I had a conversation, I was telling you about my supervisor and how his behavior was with me, and then you told me it was my light that was a little intimidating. So last night I had a dream that somebody was trying to stab me with like a little tiny knife, like very secretly. You know, it was a very, I don't know. But I have recently been feeling these things with some family members, like cousins, my sister. And, you know, it really, like, shakes my soul up just to know that people feel, like, this certain way with me, though I have not done anything to them.
Okay.
And
all
I know
right.
a
I'm
lot
gonna,
of people
gonna,
have
okay,
this problem.
I know. I'm going to stop you there, because what you can do is, do the exercise where you get in a reflective state and you send them green healing light and you send them bubblegum waves of pink unconditional love. In this way, you are, if anybody is acting like this way, it's because they're hurt inside. So they need your love more than they need anybody's animosity. And also limit the time that you spend with people. If this is a work situation, you've brought this to yourself, the irritation with the supervisor, to get you out of there. And again, don't leave if you need the money, that kind of thing. But say to the universe, and you can listen to this program again, listen to what I said to Jay at the beginning of the program, that you need to value yourself and to seek employment elsewhere. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. But do that exercise of the green healing light and the unconditional love. So I've only got about 1 minute and 50 seconds to go. Three cards for our lovely Karina. Yeah, the death card. The death card is complete transformation of yourself. Love these people. Forgive them. Do the Ho'oponopono prayer with me. I love you. Thank you for being in my life, because I co-created you to be there. I forgive you. And then the Queen of Swords is seeing it from a higher perspective. Yeah. And the Lover's card came out for you too. You really do need to love on them and compassionately feel that in your heart. I've got to go now, Karina. I'm sorry.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
But maybe you can call in next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to all my callers for calling in. And do remember, if you are interested in intuitive counseling, past life healings, ancestral healings, learning Reiki 1, 2, 3, the master teacher degree, either in my office here in Santa Monica, California, or online, as I have teach people all over the world, please go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com, or Angel Healing House number is 831-277-3716. Everyone, go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. And I'm wishing you so much love and so many angel blessings. Take care, everyone. Bye.